This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. And you want to definitely... in the next probably 2 or 3 or 4 or 6 months, go to newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things happening. Looks like we will be getting a 51st state, and more on that as the show progresses today. A lot of things happening on the national, local, state, and national level. I'm going to be talking about that. Our guest today is going to be Chris Street in the second hour. And around 30 minutes after the hour in the second hour, he's going to be talking to us about, well, the big story, the really big story, and that is that California has missed its numbers by $4 billion, missed its numbers for money coming into the state, and this is just the beginning. He's also going to talk about the other big, big story that's absolutely related to it, and that's the bankruptcy filing that's going to go on perhaps as early as today, with PG&E. Yeah, you know, the campfire, all these different fires going on out there. This is a big, big deal, and we're going to be talking to you about that in the second hour. We're also going to be talking about, what about this walkout? Where's it going? Well, the government shut down, in other words, not the walkout. But the government, well, you know, who walks out? Well, who walks out was, of course, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck E. Schumer. It's kind of interesting that Chuck E. Schumer really represents, in his senatorial position, he represents the banks on the East Coast. And Nancy Pelosi, she represents the interest of the San Francisco banks and financiers. We know that, and certainly in Los Angeles and Hollywood, that's what she does. Yeah, just I want to throw that out there that she's got, they've got the banking interest. They got you covered from coast to coast. Well, except for you fly over people in the middle, right? It's kind of like the Central Valleyans in California. California has a Midwest. It's called the Central Valley. And yes, not so much those banks, but L.A. and San Francisco. Yes, that's Nancy Pelosi. Just thought I'd throw that. And, of course, Dianne Feinstein and her husband, Richard Blum, also big-time interest in Los Angeles and San Francisco banks. So you're covered financially. So anyway, what is going to be happening on this walkout? No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say walkout. Well, they walked out. Right? No, it was Trump who walked out. And why did he walk out? Because there was no there for him to negotiate with. When they're unwilling, you get a lot of different things. Now, how's Puerto Rico? That's the big story that a lot of people... do these people just not think it through? Nancy Pelosi did not go to Puerto Rico. No, she didn't. She's someplace... We don't know where Nancy Pelosi... You see, because... When the shutdown started, the optics were terrible for her because she's vacationing, having Mai Tais in the beaches of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Not a good... But then all of a sudden they had an outing to Puerto Rico for the Democrats. Something that was long planned. They do these little outings every once in a while, and they're trying to reset themselves and all that stuff. And they're out there on the beach in Puerto Rico right now as the government is shut down and people are starving in the government. The government employees are starving. It's terrible, I tell you. But then they go off to Puerto Rico where it's, you know, in the mid-80s. The beaches are nice. The water is nice. Get it? So it's not working well for them now, is it? No, it is not. See, the optics are terrible. You just don't, as a government, you just don't do those kind of things when you're shutting the government down. People blame you and they ridicule you, as they should, right? Absolutely, they should. So, how is that border working out for us down south? We're getting more news and information. I'll be talking to you in the third hour about this, about what's going on at the border. And it's a terrible mess. It's very, very clear that they are absolutely trying to flood us right now across the border. They're successfully doing it. They're using our laws against us, laws that, of course, were put in place by the Obama administration to purposefully flood the southern borders. A lot of catch and release going on. We could not stop it. President could not stop it. So now what is the president left to do? Declare a national emergency? Or just let it go. Just ignore it. Come on, Donald Trump. Just ignore it. Ignore the terrorists that come across the border. And I just love it. Mr. Robert Francis O'Rourke, I heard him in a speech last night talking about there's no terrorists coming across the border. And he's such an authority, Robert Francis O'Rourke. He doesn't know how to wipe his bum. He doesn't know anything about all this stuff. Or he's just lying to you. And he actually does know how to wipe his bum. I think he's lying to you. You know, the story from all these Democrats, and this is very telling, because what they're really, in reality, doing is they're buying time by lying to you and giving you disinformation. It's purpose-driven. Now, when you hear in the mainstream media the same words over and over and over and over and over again, and then you realize that the political operatives on the left and Democratic Party are doing the same thing, using words like bombshell reports, you know, sensational this, sensational that, and it's all the same verbiage over and over and over again. And we've played these things, and you probably have heard them before. Every news station saying the same words repetitively. Well, they're saying the same thing in political circles about there are no terrorists coming across the border leftist side. Well, what they're doing, guys, is they're just doing nothing more than buying time to bring more of these illegal foreign nationals across the border and prevent any kind of action by the president. That's what they're doing, buying time so they can get more people in. You see, if two things. One, politically for them, it's more voters. They get that. The other part of it is it's money. The more people come across the border, the greater the cash flow for their betters. Yeah, we know that. This is modern slavery going on here. More cartels and Democrats basically make their money two ways: drugs and human trafficking. And that's what this is. This is slavery. Human trafficking is slavery. Should I say it again? Human trafficking is slavery. And that's what the cartel, this is what the Democrats rely upon now. This is the new modern-day Democratic Party relying upon slavery. Oh, well, I shouldn't say that because it was the Democrats who loved slavery in the South, wasn't it? Oh. We should, and we mentioned that. Paul, why are you bringing these up, the subject? Because it's right here in front of our faces, that's why. And gee, don't you think we ought to do something about it? Just saying. And by the way, they caught the suspect in the Corona killing out of Davis, California. Just thought I'd throw that one at you. We'll talk about that in the third hour. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Okay, so let's talk about spies among us. Spies among us. This is a case coming out of Los Angeles and reported by the Los Angeles Times, which I find interesting because the Los Angeles Times would never say anything bad about Muslims or intimate in any way anything bad about Iran. Or anything relative to that. However, this story is stunning in itself that it's coming out of Los Angeles by the Los Angeles Times, of all things. U.S. officials say California men were agents of Iran. Shocking. Shocking, I tell you. I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. We can't have this gambling business. Well, it's not gambling, but anyway, it's restauranteering. Authorities allege that two Iranians were operating in Orange County as spies on behalf of Iran. One of them, Majad Gurbani, worked at Deir, or Dara, a popular Persian restaurant in Santa Ana, for more than 20 years. That's kind of interesting. Remember, Persia was the name for Iran. Persia changed its name to Iran. When was it, 1938? When the Shah at the time, who loved Adolf Hitler, this is a true story, changed it to the Aryan land, interpreted as Iran. Iran means Aryan land. Aryan, you know, white supremacist Aryan business, that kind of stuff. Adolf Hitler. Boy, howdy. You guys got to know your history here. Look it up. As the story goes, Melissa Etad wrote this. Now, it's interesting. I put her bio up on Agenda 21 Radio, where we have the story from the Los Angeles Times. It came out yesterday. She is a trainee, a Los Angeles Times Metro trainee writer. She's worked with Al Jazeera English before and the Washington Post at the Foreign Desk. She is an Iranian-American who enjoys writing about national and international issues. She received her journalism master's degree from Columbia University and has a bachelor's in international affairs from UC San Diego. And has reported on the Middle East and Europe. She's previously worked for Al Jazeera English and Washington Post Foreign Desk. Okay, so let's get into it. So she's a trainee. Now, we could say some things about the trainees at the LA Times. But, you know, if you're a trainee, listen, you must have an exceptional story in order, if you're a trainee, to get your story published and on the front page of the Los Angeles Times. So I'm just saying. What is the turn by the LA Times to print this, though? That's my point. What is the turning point for the Los Angeles Times to print such a story? It's blasphemy. It's blasphemy is what this is. Well, so they say. So this is kind of an interesting story. These people have been around a long time. It says they seemed like an unlikely pair of spies. This is how it starts. The older man, Majad Gurbani, worked at a Persian restaurant in Santa Ana. At 59, he wore thick gray mustache and the weary expression of a man who had served up countless plates of rice in kebab. The younger man, Alexandria Mohammadi Dasharda, was a Long Beach native who held U.S. and Iranian citizenship, round-faced and bespeckled, the 38-year-old answered to the Farsi nickname of Topol, or Chubby. Chubby, yeah, English translation, Chubby. He must be a round man. Yet even as the men sipped coffee at a Costa Mesa Starbucks, chatted outside an Irvine market, or made trips to Macy's at South Coast Plaza, they were trailed by federal agents. Aha! Do I have you hooked yet? Despite the men's disarming appearance, U.S. authorities alleged they were operating in Orange County as agents of the Islamic Republic of Iran, an accusation that has alarmed many in the local Persian community because it suggests that tensions between the U.S. and Iran have spilled over into Southern California. Now, I want to tell you, wake up, Southern California. It has absolutely spilled over into Southern California. I can tell you that because the new California folks, they don't lie much. And, of course, this has been going on for years, by the way. We have been haranguing the University of California, Irvine, and their ethnic studies program for their outward bigotry towards United States citizens, I might add. That's just me editorializing now. I don't want to be a little bit harsh on UCI, but you know, when you sponsor people who hate America, there might be a problem at UCI. Well, that's not unlike most universities now, right? It says the men's goals, authorities say, was to conduct surveillance on Israeli and Jewish facilities in the United States and to collect information on members of the Mujahideen Kalab, or MEK, an Iranian exile group that has long sought to topple the regime in Tehran and has newfound support among members of the Trump administration. Ding, 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 ding. From the summer of 2017 to the spring of 2018, authorities say the men crisscrossed Orange County and the U.S. making videos of participants at MEK rallies in New York and Washington, D.C., and photographing Jewish centers in Chicago. Now, I might want to add that note the days, the years that we're talking about, from the summer of 2017 to the spring of 2018. For all of you people that have been saying that the Trump administration or the Department of Justice has not been doing their job, in spite of being overrun and dominated by the Obama files in the Justice Department, these investigations have been going on. This is the time of Jeff Sessions. Get it? For those of you who are saying he wasn't doing his job, get rid of him, fire him. He was doing his job and doing it very well. During that time, the men also flew back and forth between Iran and Los Angeles International Airport. Oh, Iran! And appeared to be assembling target packages, dossiers that would enable an intelligence or military unit to find, fix, track, and neutralize a threat, according to documents filed in Washington federal court. Now, that means in the United States. Let me read that again. During that time, from 2017 to 2018, the men also flew back and forth between Iran and Los Angeles International Airport and appeared to be assembling target packages, dossiers that would enable an intelligence or military unit to find, fix, track, neutralize a threat, according to the documents that were filed in federal court. Is this one of these indictments that we hear about the thousands of? You're getting some details now. For all of you that were saying that Sessions and Trump weren't doing anything, look what they were doing. In at least one instance, the men were recorded by an FBI listening device at Gorbani's, as Gorbani briefed Dudar, on a New York Meek at a New York or on a New York Meek event in September 2017, according to court documents. I took some pictures and collected some information of them and some senators that they were working with, Gorbani said, according to court documents. I have prepared a package, but it is not complete, unquote. The spies among you. And the indictments will just continue to roll right out. Yep. It's happening. We'll be back. Stay with us and visit Agenda 21 Radio website, 821R.com.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're eyeballing a story by Greg Jarrett. And says, Greg Jarrett, an FBI that is corrupt and dishonest, latest reports offer only more proof. FBI, only more proof. This is from Greg Jarrett. If you haven't been following Greg Jarrett, he's an attorney. He did have his own full-on show. I don't know if he still does, but he's gotten so involved with the Trump administration and all the stuff going on with Mueller that he's just pretty much spent full time discussing this on Hannity and other programs and doing research behind it. It's like they've got him full time on this.
Also find very interesting and fun, I'm sure, is this New York Times report that the FBI opened an investigation into our president because they thought he was either knowingly or potentially unwittingly being a tool for the Russians. It says in the days after President Trump fired James B. Comey as FBI director, law enforcement officials became so concerned by the president's behavior that they began investigating whether he had been working on behalf of Russia against American interests, Mark.
I mean, it just goes to show that the dirty dossier fueled all of this witch hunt, which continues on today. And, you know, I spent the first dozen years out of college in the media, and one of my first news directors taught me that the first three letters of news spell new. There's nothing new here. We've known the FBI has been out, at least some of the top levels of the FBI were out to get the president. They disagreed with the outcome of the election, and they were going to use the power of their investigation powers to go get them. And it's very simple. It's still it's the investigation of a man in search of a crime.
Well, Doug, you know, of course, there are many people associated with the institution, the DOJ, the FBI, who say that's not the case, although it's still being investigated by the House. I'm sure they're going to drop that investigation now because now they're setting their sights on the president. But I want to read a little bit of Rudy Giuliani, obviously the president's attorney, his response to this New York Times story. He says, sure, the fact that it goes back a year and a half and nothing came of it that showed a breach of national security means they found nothing. So, Doug, is this much ado about nothing?
You know, I don't think we know, Shannon. I would love for Mr. Mueller to investigate what the FBI was doing at a time when they were in turmoil. We know that. And I really think that there are so many questions raised by the Times report. Best not to rush to judgment. Best to try to investigate and explore and learn really what was happening. It's hard to believe that the President of the United States, duly elected, was an agent of Russia or under their influence. But let's see why the FBI did what they did at a time when we all know they were in chaos.
Vince, final word to you.
That now is the time for the Attorney General of the United States to make sure that there is an investigation that's done into this. Because if the whole idea is that that confidence and the integrity of the FBI is being undermined, that needs to be fleshed out. We need a real investigation into the FBI, how all of this happened, and why they were beholden to political opposition research that so far has yielded next to nothing by way of truth. This is unacceptable. And if you want to restore confidence in the FBI, investigate it, make the results public, and reveal to the American public that you either fixed the sin or there was nothing wrong in the first place.
Well, the AG is the nominee is going to be, you know, his hearing on the Hill this week will be public, and we'll see if they get into that as part of the questioning power panel. Thank you all.
Okay, so where are we going from here? Well, it's pretty obvious. Some things are, the longer I think that Mueller goes, the worse it's going to get for him. So the rope is extended. I think Donald Trump gave him an extension of rope to hang himself even more violently at the end. I'm talking about the Mueller investigation. When they reach to such depravity as things like this, they've used the so-called dirty dossier, which has no there. At all. There's nothing there. They've gone around the edges, if you will, of this whole thing and snagged a bunch of people that, well, they say were lying to the FBI and were threatened in court, which is typical FBI tactics when they have nothing, but they want to screw you anyway. This is all, it's wearing thin, I think, on the people, but now they're reaching for stuff like this. Oh, we're going to investigate him because we think that he's a spy. We're talking about the president. We're talking about him, Donald Trump, as a candidate. He's a spy for the Ruskies. God. You know, and again, you've got people in power that the Russians are the most evil, despicable things on the planet. Some of it stems from the holdovers from the Cold War, Soviet Union, business like that, and of course they're doing some nefarious things I do not like the messing around down in South America again, trying to set up bases. We hear landing, intercontinental bombers in places like Venezuela, and they're staying there over periods of time. Now these are things that I think are not good. You know, I object to that. I object to some of the other stuff that's going on as well with the Russians and maybe some of the stuff that they're doing with our illegal foreign nationals at the border. They're wanting to come across in the caravanning business and all that stuff. Are they helping and assisting? Certainly helping out Cuba, They're still helping out Cuba. And then again, they're helping out down in Venezuela. We know that. I adamantly object to that. But this whole notion of Donald Trump being somehow actively engaged, which was promulgated by this dirty dossier, as they call it, with there's no news. It was fake news. Everything is completely contrived. And they've got this huge, monstrous investigation of the president based upon that phony document. Now what they're doing is using the phony document to say, oh, the president of the United States was actually, he's an agent. Manchurian candidate. That's Donald Trump, the Manchurian candidate. Very, very typical of the left when it's about them to point it at you. You're the problem because of the, well, I know that you're the problem. I can, because I have these problems, I suffer from these conditions. I'm the lying one here. I can just deflect it upon you and use what I know to be real truth as lies that you're telling lies about everything. And that's what happened with the dirty dossier. They flipped the script in an attempt to, of course, well, now come up with a different narrative. Ah, shape-shifting the narrative. Here we go. This is exactly what they're doing. They're just trying to change the narrative because they know there's no there for the Russian collusion factor. There's no there. It's always been no there. That's why they're delaying, and they're trying to now excite the public coming out on a Sunday afternoon, so it'll be the first thing in the news Monday morning, that the president may have been working with the Russians all along. That's why this is all going on. And there's not one shred of evidence of that. They don't care. They got the news cycle on their side, right? They've excited the public. They're masters at it, and this is where we sit. Donald Trump is not a spy. Donald Trump is your president. Tomorrow morning, when you wake up, Donald Trump will still be your president. That's the way we look at things. But will the left let up? No. They've got no there, ladies and gentlemen. They've got nothing. They've got to dream it up and make it up as they go. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. A21R.com is that address. And by the way, NewCaliforniaState.com, convention coming up, making history again. Third Constitutional Convention, NewCaliforniaState.com.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
for the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
More desperation on the part of the Democrats coming at you again. Adam Schiff, Schiff. Adam Schiff. Oh, Adam Schiff. Newly minted House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff hinted. Wait a minute.
Concealed the details of his face-to-face encounters with Russian President Vladimir Putin, even from members of his own administration. Our talk radio panel is here to weigh in. Ben Kissel and Garrett Lewis. Guys, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
So, Garrett, I'll start with you. President Trump said last night that he would be willing to release these details. Do you think that he should do that?
No, I think that these stories are just a complete distraction. I want the president to be focused on getting the wall built, on opening the government by making sure the border can be secured. I think these were just a couple of hit pieces, and the media is just desperate, along with the Democrats, hoping that if they throw something out there, it's just going to stick.
But the Post is reporting that U.S. officials said there's no detailed record, even in classified files, of President Trump's face-to-face interactions with President Putin. Yeah. So, Ben, I mean, is that a problem?
It absolutely is a problem. Donald Trump is less transparent than the steel slats he wants to put on the southern border. I think we have a better chance of seeing his tax returns than the transcript of what he talked about with Putin. And I want to point out here, let's go in the way, way back machine to 2012 when Barack Obama said was talking to the then president of Russia, talking about how he'll have more flexibility after the election. The Republican Party freaked out. Now we have a president who cannot definitively say, no, I'm not working with the Russians as a Russian agent. The hypocrisy is disturbing. The blind allegiance is troubling. I think the American people deserve better.
Well, President Trump and his allies say that, you know, they believe that part of his desire for secrecy stems from all of the leaks that have been coming from the White House. So that's his defense, at least at this point in time. And in fact, Senator Lindsey Graham said that he'd like to know who leaked that report to the Post. I want to switch gears, guys, really quick, and I know we could talk about this forever, but I'd like to switch gears and just talk about some infighting that's happening within the Democratic Party, and specifically two Democratic senators, including Kamala Harris, who's likely running in 2020 for the White House. They have suggested that a judicial nominee quit a Catholic organization, the Knights of Columbus, and now another 2020 contender, Tulsi Gabbard, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. She put out an op-ed blasting what those two Democratic senators have done. I want to read it to you here. She says, quote, "We must call this out for what it is, religious bigotry. No American should be asked to renounce his or her faith or membership in a faith-based service organization in order to hold public office." So there is a lot to talk about on both sides. We're going to have to leave it right there, though.
Let me break this down for you. A lot going on there. Tulsi Gabbard, great job. I love Tulsi Gabbard. I'm a big fan. I can be a big fan. She's a Democrat. She sounds more like a conservative Republican. Well, a conservative. Forget the Republican part. A conservative. Absolutely, she does. She shares my value. I love Tulsi Gabbard. And she's slamming Kamala Harris. Now, I'm going to go backwards here on you. Don't leave the dial here. Because it's a big one. It's a big one. If you go to agenda21radio.news, just go there, 821r.com for the shortcut. I want to go back in time. I want to go back a few days and see if we have all this going on here. Maybe we don't have it up here for. Maybe we do. Maybe we don't. Okay. Anyway, the big story, one of the big stories going on, is about a bundler. What in the world is a bundler, you ask? Well, if you don't know what a bundler is, let me tell you what a bundler is. A bundler is a person who gets a whole bunch of money, and when they get a whole bunch of money, they give it to a political person. And that political person uses it for all of his expenses, right? Now, here we have a situation going on that's absolutely amazing. And what we have is a guy by the name of Ed Buck. You may have heard about this story. Ed Buck. The problem for Mr. Buck is this. A second body was found at his house. Yeah, what the heck is that all about? A second body was found at Mr. Buck's house of a black man. Oops. Now, why do I bring that up? Because he's a West Hollywood figure. And I brought this up earlier, I think last week, and the week before, and the week before, and the week before. But, you know, I heard this Adam Schiff thing going on. Now, keep in mind, Adam Schiff, his congressional district is right there next to North Hollywood. Now, I hate it when this happens. And not very far away from Mr. Buck's house. Now, am I implicating Adam Schiff? Yes, I am. Absolutely, I'm implicating Adam Schiff. Because Adam Schiff would get money from the bundler, Ed Buck, who's in deep trouble right now because, you see, Ed Buck likes black men, young men in particular. He drugs them. He gets them into methamphetamine. And he does things with them sexually. That's Ed Buck. Now, who are some of Ed Buck's friends? Adam Schiff, Kamala Harris, and Jerry Brown. Don't you hate it when a plan comes together? Don't you hate it? I wonder if there's going to be some indictments. Now, it's kind of interesting. I heard a clip this morning. Didn't see it, but I heard a clip. I'm going to try and get it for you maybe by the end of the show. Or maybe, see, this is a story that's going to continue to go on. You see, the first time this was brought up with Mr. Moore, Gamal Moore. We remember this guy, Gamal Moore. That was about 6 or 7 months ago, maybe longer than that. It was the story that came out. A story that came out about Mr. Buck liking to, he has a fetish for inserting drugs into black men he meets through dating websites. Mr. Moore was the first one found dead. Now we have a second one. LAPD and the sheriff, they didn't investigate the first one. They're certainly investigating the second one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head.
I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
I'm going to read to you as we get into the second hour. And by the way, 7:30 or at the bottom of the next hour, so it's 10:30 East Coast time. Chris Street is going to be joining us, and he's going to be talking about the financial difficulties of California. California missed its mark by about $4 billion in December for tax receipts. This is something that Chris Street has predicted, and of course it plays right into the hands of New California. But the bigger issue, of course, is PG&E is expected to declare bankruptcy today. Now, all this really kind of really touches upon this whole business of California wildfires, right? This is an article from last year, a little over a year ago, December 10th, 2017. This is California governor blames devastating wildfires on climate change, says deadly winter infernos will be the new normal. Interesting. We have no fires here from December 18, 2018, and now January. Says California governor has said that the deadly wildfires in the winter will be the new normal as fire crews rush to contain the fires with dry desert winds expected to intensify. Governor Jerry Brown on Saturday toured Ventura County neighborhoods ravaged by a week-long wildfire that killed at least one person and destroyed hundreds of homes and other buildings. At a news conference, the Democrat said drought and climate change mean California faces a new reality where lives and property are continually threatened by fire at a cost of billions of dollars. Really? Billions of dollars. He added the gusty winds and low humidity are continuing and warned that there's a good chance of seeing firefighting at Christmas. He said it will take heroic efforts in the U.S. and abroad to stem climate change and urge U.S. lawmakers to pay more attention to dealing with natural disasters such as fires, floods, and earthquakes. That's because Jerry gets billions of dollars, except this time he didn't. Thanks to Donald Trump. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional American.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.